entertaining, cool. You are listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
And friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci, and I got a special co-host in the studio tonight. In the studio, Spongetta song, y'all remember that? But everyone, we got Nakisha Michelle. She used to host a show here called Vivacious Living, and she is here with me tonight because we got a plan. What's up, Nakisha Michelle, and welcome to Max and Friends.
Thank you, and I am too excited to be with you, the hostess for the mostest.
Well, there you go. I remember when you first had your show, I called you when you were on LA Talk Radio. You have we're going to talk about you in a bit. But when I saw you, I was like, you know what? This girl got something good. And I phoned you up and you're like, oh my goodness, I'm so nervous. I said, you know what? You're going to do great. And look where you are now. But we'll talk about you in a bit. We've got Summer Law coming on tonight. They're a great band. Y'all stay tuned tonight to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Now, I want to remind you that if at any point you miss any part of the shows, go to latalkradio.com and you can find my show there right in the archive. And if you got an iPhone, guess what? We've got an app for you. So go to the store because it's free. We like free things, don't we? We like free things, right, Nakisha Michelle?
We love free things.
Free is good. And you get a car and you get a car and you get a car. Maybe one day. But we got to talk real quick. I got to say happy birthday to my boy Donnie. Happy birthday. And I've got to say, go to Delta, delta.com. Flights are on sale now. They brought me to Florida. They brought me back from Florida. And I had a really good time with my friend Jackie and my friend Rosie. And it's just all kinds of goodness. And Jackie, actually, she turned me on to Summer Law. So I want y'all to stay tuned to that. Also, in just a bit, Michelle, Nakisha. I got to say Nakisha, Michelle, and I are going to be doing Hot Topics. But until then, I got to let you know what's going down real quick. GabeLopez.com. Check out Gabe. You've heard his music here on the show. This Wednesday at 9:30, he's going to be at the Roxy on Sunset Boulevard with his new song, No Hate. Check that out because that's going to be good. And I got to tell you, on the East Coast, our girl Shaquita, she's been on the show. She's got her shows back Monday nights at Bartini, so do check that out. I got to say hi to all the Lithuanian women out there. They're tuning in tonight because my mother had her event for her orphanages in Lithuania. Good times there. And you know my buddy Greg Zarian and his brother, well, the twin brothers, they got a lot going on. Go to surveymonkey.com/s/CSFLZRQ and vote for him. Army of Pink, stand one, Google Army of Pink, and vote for Gregory Zarian. He's the man you want to vote for. There you go. I got all that out of the way, Nakisha Michelle, just so you and I can do Hot Topics, Ronan.
Hey, y'all, guys and dolls. Pick a topic and you know we're gonna drop it on Max and Friends.
We are going to drop it on Max and Friends tonight with our co-host and special guest, Nakisha Michelle. Nakisha Michelle, there's a lot going on.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's get to it.
All right. Now, I know when we spoke earlier, we were going to talk about the minors. The minor, well, really the minor and his mistress.
You mean his mistresses?
I know you just told me there's mistresses.
Young hot things.
Now, what's the story going on? All right, everyone, y'all know. Now, I'm going to tell you what I think. These miners, okay, in Chile, y'all know the story because it's been all over. A bunch of guys were stuck in a mine for 70 days. But now, Nakisha Michelle, I'm going to tell you something. I think it was all a hoax.
What do you think, Max?
Now, listen, there are however many guys in a mine, they all are looking good. None of them walked out looking anorexic. If you didn't give me food for 7 days, I would walk out there skin and bones, okay? They all look good. They all exercise. And here's my thing, and I'll tell you who I think was up to this. Skype. I think it was a big conspiracy. 4 million hits a second on
Wow.
Skype.
Wow. And you know, it was funny because back to them looking good, getting out, the doctor said they only their fat tissue was the only thing that was eaten away. Like, their muscles were intact and everything.
Okay. Now, you know what? They talk about celebrity fat camp. put a bunch of people in the mine for 70 days and have them come out, and you will see how much weight they lose. Okay?
Right.
But now there was one guy in particular. He's the Tiger Woods, okay, of these miners.
Of the miners.
Homeboy has how many mistresses, Nikisha?
He has dos.
Two. One of them we know showed up. Now, y'all know he asked his wife to show up, too. The wife didn't show up. The funniest thing I heard all week was Elizabeth Hasselbeck on The View. She said, I would have shown up just to push his ass right back. I'm paranoid.
Right back in there.
Right back in that mine. And now
that's right.
Tell me he's got, what, a 26-year-old now?
A 26-year-old, yeah. She was forbidden. You know, he had to go to the hospital just to, you know, for a checkup. He's been trapped for 70 days. Hello. And so he had to be in the hospital. And so the mistress number one was, we'll call her the main thing. The main thing forbid the 26-year-old and the wife for coming to see him at the hospital. She said, this is a love affair that neither one of you are privy to. This is my man.
Well, I think that Lifetime Television needs to call him up and call it the minor and the mistress so we could all watch it on TV.
You know, I believe it.
Speaking of divorces, I don't know what's going on with Venus in retrograde, but apparently David Arquette and Courtney Cox, after 11 years, are calling it quits.
It must be that famous thing that, you know, how they say everybody grows apart, especially in Hollywood. We grow apart in like 24 hours.
All right. Well, we're going to talk about that coming up, you know, because we got to figure this out. Christina Aguilera is also getting divorced. I don't know what's going on. And she's got a son named Max. You know, she named him after me, but that's a whole nother
did she? Are you the cause of her divorce?
No, that's it. You know, she's a friend in my head. How you doing? But, it's just sad to hear all these people are getting divorced. You know, love is rare. Yeah. And even if things don't work out, I think you got to try to make it work. You know?
We'll talk about it, Max.
Speaking of, I'm a divorcee too. We're going to talk about that. Oh, I know. We're going to talk about that. Don't you worry. But speaking of making things work, Rihanna's getting back together with Eminem, and they're doing their thing for her song. Go Riri and Eminem.
Okay.
Now, you know the song, right, about getting all beat up and everything and how she's like, I like how it hurts. Broken relationships, people. Well, we're going to talk about that coming up. But before we talk about that, we're still in Hot Topics. And I want to tell you about same-sex classes. It's been all over the news. Nikisha, now, you're for this.
I am for it. It is going to be so healthy for these youth to not have to worry about their peer pressure of the opposite sex.
Now, wait a minute. We're just saying, though, school is still school. So whether you put boys in a class with boys in one room, girls and girls in another room, but then at school, they still get to play in the playground. So that's still going to be issues there. I think it's very unhealthy, and I'll tell you why. Because when they grow up and they go to the workplace, what's going to happen when they've only know how to interact with guys with guys and girls with girls? It's not going to be a good thing.
No, I have to disagree. And only because women, or let's say girls, we pick up a little faster than boys. So that way there'll be more AP classes for girls. And then the boys, they can learn at their normal speed, which is slow.
Segregation. It's happening. It's a sexual segregation. I disagree. And you know what? Boys might be slow, but right now, actually, you know what? I got another quick hot topic. Speaking of boys and girls and how things work out, do you know in the U.S. military, on Oprah this week, she had homeless female veterans. Did you hear? Did you see the show, Nikisha?
Oh, I didn't. I missed that
one. Okay, so here's this. Everybody, do me a favor, okay? Veterans are very important for this country because without them, a lot of us wouldn't be here. You know what I mean? Because our freedom would really be attacked. Now, long story short, Oprah had these girls on, and they're homeless veterans from these wars that we've just had. I'm not talking about back in the day, just recent wars. They've come back to this country. There's over 6,000 homeless, Nikisha.
6,000?
And now here's the deal. The men have more resources when they come back to go into some kind of assisted living. And they were women. These are women who are, you know, got a plan, who helped this country out, and they're homeless right here in this country.
Interesting.
It's a travesty.
Oh, my goodness. So what was the highlight for Oprah?
The highlight was, it was just the highlight to make awareness that this is happening right here in this country. People who fought for our freedom are homeless.
Interesting.
So we got to work
on it. And you know, But, you know, I finally, I hate to admit this, but I finally got to see Hurt Locker, and I didn't realize all this mental stuff that goes on with, I mean, I've heard of post-traumatic stress disorder and all that stuff, but there's a whole lot of services that need to be done with these people who have to live in those, you know, live with the war and then come back home and try to adjust to reality. It almost never happens.
You ready for a statistic now? Here we go.
Oh, no. Goodness.
More veterans have killed themselves from these last war than have died while in battle.
Ah,
they come back to this country. It's a hot topic and no one wants to talk about it. So we got to talk about this. And you know why I feel we have to talk about this? Because we have to make people aware. People are unaware. You know, right now, great hot topic. We could talk about it. Angelina Jolie got a permit to film in Bosnia. Now let's talk about something. Angelina, get your permits to film here like our girl America Ferrera did. It's 11/11, everyone in New York. Make a wish. America Ferrera did that film about all the soldiers when they come back and the post-traumatic stress. We need to make awareness here. This war is being fought for our freedom and so that terrorists stop. Terrorists, period. Hot topic.
Right.
Speaking of terrorists, did you hear about Bill O'Reilly and the feud he had with Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Behar on The View?
No, I missed that too.
All right.
You get to see everything.
I am a sponge of collections for hot topics. Every time I think of something, I'm like, Max and Friends are going to be good on Sunday. I wish it were today. Bill O'Reilly is on The View. He says that Muslims killed, you know, when the planes went through, that Muslims had killed all these people. They went back to say, how can you say that? Blah, 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 blah. It's not Muslims. And then he brought up a point. Back in the day, we said we were at war with the Japanese. You know, so it's kind of like on that line there. Long story short, Joy Behar gets up. Whoopi Goldberg gets up. They storm off the stage. And Elizabeth Hasselbeck brought up the point, and Barbara was like in on it. She's like, we're grownups. We need to have this discussion whether we agree or not. We all need to talk about this together and get through it. Elizabeth Hasselbeck got up and said, regardless if they were Muslims or not, they were terrorists, okay? So we're talking about building the mosque in New York. Are you for it? Are you against it? It's a tough decision, Nakisha.
It's a tough decision, Max. Oh.
You know, I don't know. We have our shout back with Nikki Bloom on, so I think we'll leave it for her because we want to talk about good things, right, Nakisha?
Yeah. Get me away from that because, you know, oh, my goodness.
This is what I think. In Hot Topics, whatever is going on hot in the week, we're responsible for our own actions. So, Ronan, what did they just hear with Hot Topics?
Hey, y'all, guys and dolls, pick a topic and you know we're going to drop it on.
Now, I forgot to say something. You know, tonight is Sunday night, and on ABC, check out ABC.com, is my favorite show, brothers and sisters. I got to say hi to Vinny because he reminded me it's on tonight, but I got to do my show. So moving forward, Nakisha Michelle, this is why we're really here, but I'm glad we did Hot Topics together. It was fun. Now. Now.
Yay us.
Yes.
You know, I just love that little girl, London Tipton, on the Disney Channel. What is it? Life, Sweet Life. And she just goes, yay me. So I'm just biting her. Yay us.
Yes. Speaking of yay us, you know what that reminds me of? Our boy, Antoine Dotson. Hey, Ronan, we got some Antoine Dotson in the studio.
He's climbing your windows. He's matching your people up. Trying to break them, so you need to hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your kids, hide your wife, and hide your husband, because they're raping everybody out here. You don't have a cup and confess. We're looking for you.
We're looking for you. We're going to find you. Antoine Dotson's coming into New York this week because he's doing a whole special with BET 106 and Park. So that's pretty funny. But now tell us about you, Nakisha Michelle, for my listeners who don't know you.
All right. Well, I am Nakisha Michelle, your life redesign queen. I am an entertainment life coach. And when me and Max first met, I was living in Houston, Texas, and I was getting ready to be a host on LA Talk Radio, my Vicious Living show, and had never done radio. And I just love Max so much because he out and he said, you're going to do fine. You're going to be okay. And I was so unsure of myself. But actually, I ended up doing fine just as he prophesied to me. And I did really well. And I did so well that I was able to relocate from Houston, Texas to Los Angeles, California to fulfill my ultimate dream, and of course, that's being on TV. And what I do is, from my history, I was a mother at 14 years old, and so I had to learn how to overcome a lot of challenges in my life. And some of those challenges were self-esteem, of course, confidence, poverty, just a lot of things I had to learn and pull myself up by my bootstraps. And lo and behold, the people that I work with have the similar challenges in my life coaching practices. So that's what I mainly do now, is just help people supersize their happiness, get rid of self-sabotage behaviors, the fears, everything that tends to hold you back from being extremely happy and fulfilled with yourself. That's what I'm out here in Hollywood doing, and I absolutely love it. Thank you, Max.
You do love it. And you know what? I remember, because I first called Jess and Nikisha, I saw that picture of you. I was like, this girl has got something in her eye. And I saw this light. You're like a beacon of hope to people. And you know what? I love how you say it, because we need to get out of this funk that we're in, okay? And
yeah.
We need to supersize. We need to supersize, like, what we really are here for. You know what I mean? We could supersize French fries and they taste good. We could supersize our Coke and it tastes good. What we need to supersize is our interior. Right, Nikisha?
That's exactly right. And sometimes what happens is when we get into those funks, Max, it's really the universe, God saying, I'm ready to redefine you. But we're so used to holding on to who we was and our previous glory, if we ever had any, that we don't listen to. It's a call to now walk into a higher dimension in our life.
It is. And you know what? I think the only way we could grasp it, you know, we always look for others to help us, right? So whether it's going to a psychiatrist, a psychic, this or that, we never tune into ourselves. And there's great people like Nikisha. There's great people like me who will say, you know what? Get up. And if you want to be somebody and if you want to go somewhere, you better wake up and pay attention.
Exactly. To yourself. What does your own voice sound like?
I'm telling you. Well, Nikisha, here's the story, people. Let's get real, okay? Because we're on LA Talk Radio. We can say what we want here. Nikisha, let's get a scenario. Let's get a scenario, okay? People are broken. Seriously, because look how many people are getting divorced. You've been there.
Yes.
All right? You know what people are going through. How do we pick up these pieces of depression? How do we pick up these pieces of a broken self-confidence? How do we pick up these pieces to then prevail like you have?
But you know, the number one thing that people have a hard time doing, Max, and I don't know why, but it is the hardest thing for people to tell the truth. We are so paranoid of telling the truth about what we want, telling the truth about our desires, telling the truth about how we feel about another person, about a thing. You know, we always want to consider the other person or the other thing, you know, and when we can learn to tell the truth, first of all, we'll be able to avoid some of the messes that we get into from not telling the truth.
Well, I'll tell you real quick what I think. I think when we tell the truth, we become vulnerable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what we fear the most is rejection.
Yes.
You feel me?
The vulnerable, Max, is authentic. And that's the problem. We're all running around like it's Halloween every day. Everybody has on a mask every single day. But if we truly would be authentic, that's what would be vulnerable before. Everybody is naked.
Yeah. Well, listen, you know what? Listen, a perfect scenario. Had a conversation with someone, you know, you open up to them, you tell them how you feel, right? And then all of a sudden, they feel differently. Then all of a sudden, you start feeling differently. Then you start getting angry with each other. We've had on experts here on the show. Great guy, Paul Sterling, came on. And you know what he told? And I'll never forget this, Nikisha. He said, when someone tells us something, we hear it differently.
Yes, it's perception.
It's perception.
But here's the deal. When I'm working with some of my clients, Max, this is what I want them not to do. I don't want them to be responsible for another person's reaction to whatever there is that they said or done. Mm-hmm.
It's not the way it's going to work. We're going to get Nikisha right back up. But here's the story, everyone. You know what? I was telling Nikisha earlier when we had this conversation that we're able to be fixed. You know what? We're broken. We might be broken in certain areas of our life, but we're repairable. So let's get Nikisha back up. She's going to tell us exactly how she feels about the quote that I just said, broken but repairable. Yes. Right, Nikisha?
Yes, absolutely.
So how can we pick up these pieces?
Well, number one, what we have to do is we have to be able to, we talked about listening to yourself. You got to be real with your decisions. A lot of times these things are compensation for our deficiencies. You got to know what areas you feel most vulnerable about, and let's begin to work in those areas. And most of the time, it's a spiritual matter. And what I call a spiritual matter are just things that you can't feel or touch. For an example, words. What words are you repeating in your head, and are they the truth? And if it's not the truth, start saying the truth to yourself, like, you know, rehearsing your destiny instead of your problem.
Yes.
And the next thing I would also offer is what we want the most. We have to be that. We have to give that. And that was one of the biggest lessons, or the greatest lessons that I've learned. If you feel like you're not being loved, check your loving and how you're loving and what you define as love. Because that's one word that we use and we just throw around so loosely. But I don't think we really have an idea of what love is. And love is basically a commitment. And if we have a commitment to something, God will make sure that same thing is committed to us.
That's the truth. We're getting all good up in here. Feel good. But now let me tell you. Here's the thing. Preacher. But here's the thing. You know what? I love feel-good shows. I really do, okay? I love at that moment you're in it. You know what I mean? You feel it.
Yeah.
You got Nikisha,
yeah.
Michelle. You got Max. You got us telling you, you can do it. You're going to do it. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. The show's over. What happens? You lose your zest. How do we cling on to it after the feel-good show is over, the aftercare program?
The aftercare program is what you call, you know, when you get, when you start a business, Max, what is the first thing they really want you to do before you go into business? You write out a business plan, right?
That's right.
Okay. Why is it that we don't have a life plan? Why is it that we don't have a life plan for fun?
That's right.
A life plan for our spirituality, a life plan for our money, a life plan for relationships, social, you know, networks. We have to have a plan, and it's about being disciplined. So that's the thing that we have to be, is become disciplined. Take you here, what makes you feel good, and then do it for yourself. Can't wait on other people to do it for you. You have to do it for yourself. So that means if you have to get up earlier in the morning to speak to yourself, to encourage yourself, you get up earlier in the morning. If that means you have to go to bed later at night so that you can speak and encourage yourself before you go to sleep, you do that. But you have to have a plan for whatever it is that you want to accomplish in your life. If it's more love, if you're connected, you want to be more connected, what's the plan?
You need a plan. And you know what I say? Because people, this is my quote, okay? I always say, in life, take moments for yourself. They're essential for your well-being. It's not being selfish. It's being responsible.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
but you know, I have a coin on selfish.
Tell me.
Yes. You know, for me, selfish, I gave a whole new definition to. It's self-loving, self-honoring, and self-respecting. It is okay for you to do those three things.
That's right. I agree. But I always tell, you know what? Now, let me ask a question. Do you think love is more powerful than respect, or do you think respect is more powerful than love?
You know, if I respect you, I can love you.
Yeah. People don't respect anymore. That's the problem. And they have an image of what love is. So they feel like they're in love and they feel like they can get away. That's why people cheat, because they're not respecting you, because there's this false love in front of you.
Exactly. I think that feel like love is that wow emotion that makes you just want to roll around in the bed all the time. And then when that wears out, I'm not in love anymore. We grew apart.
Mm-hmm. Or the chemistry's not there.
Yes, the chemistry is not there, but
now,
you have to recreate
really
that.
Thank you. And that's what I always say. Nakisha, we good together. But that's what I always say. You know what? Obstacles will come in your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if the obstacles didn't come, that there's something wrong. You know what I mean? And I don't try to like say that everybody's going to have obstacles, but there will be obstacles and we have to get through them. And if you're with someone, you have to recreate what was missing and why the obstacle came instead of just give up. What do you think?
Yeah, instead of just giving up. But, you know, sometimes you also have to check yourself for the reason why you got together.
Okay.
And sometimes there was a whole bunch of obstacles before you even got together, but he was cute and I was cute and we looked cute together and I think we can make a cute baby. So we go ahead and get together. So, we have to pay attention to what's bringing us together. What do we have when we're done laying in the bed together and we've had that baby? What do we have? What did we build our life on? What was the contract that we had when we decided to bind our souls together?
The unthinkable.
Yeah.
Alicia's saying it, if we do the unthinkable. And you know what? People are scared to do the unthinkable because they don't know where it's going.
Exactly. They need certainty. Life is not certain, Max.
It's not. But you know what was certain is that y'all listen to Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio, and I got Nakisha Michelle in the studio with me. And congratulations, Alicia Keys. You had your son, Egypt. That's news, too. But, yeah, people are scared to commit, don't you think?
Yes, yes. But they don't commit to themselves. So if you can't commit to yourself, you can't commit to another person.
Well, that's the old saying, if you can't love yourself, how in the hell are you going to love somebody else?
Right, you can't.
No, there's no way.
Stop trying.
And you know what? Fear, and people are fear. Fear is false evidence appearing real, people. Get your shit together.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Right. That's right. Fear is hell. It's a place. Michael Bernard, Reverend Beckwith said, hell is a place of stagnation and pain.
Yeah.
And
but
so fear
like
is just, they love it because they want to stay there all the time.
People like the pity party. You know what I say? Don't even waste your stamp. Don't send me an invitation because I'm not coming to your pity party.
Right. Because we all about supersizing happiness.
We are, and that's what life should be about. Life is short. In all reality, life is short. We got to enjoy it. And the only way to enjoy it is to enjoy it. There's no other way around it.
Right.
Create your what? Create a new line. But you know what, everyone? You're listening to Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. We got a little funk to find. I'm going to find out what Nakisha Michelle's carrier is. Ronan, can we get her back on the line? Because there's a bad carrier. That's why I use T-Mobile. So go to T-Mobile.com, and that's why I use my sidekick, and that's why people text me and say, what's up? How you doing, people? But Ronan, tell everyone what they're listening to. We're back, and this is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci, and Nakisha Michelle's back with me. Nakisha, who's your provider?
Isn't that terrible? It's T-Mobile.
No, they're my providers. I just gave them a big shout-out.
But I am so loyal to them. T-Mobile, I love you. Kiss, kiss.
Well, and we got to say hi to Corey, because he just hit me up on my T-Mobile sidekick. That works. But you know what? T-Mobile's a good place to be, Nakisha. Why? You should have said Verizon. Shh. Let's try this again. Nakisha, who's your provider?
It is AT&T.
Yes, and that's why we love T-Mobile here on Max and Friends. Hi, Corey. All right. But you know what, Nakisha, there is so much ground to cover, but I just wanted to give people a taste of what you and I have got in store. Tell us about your book.
The book is Breaking Invisible Chains, Gaining the Confidence to Redesign Your Life.
And the only way to redesign it is how? In a quick breakdown.
Yes, the only way to redesign it is understand how to get rid of sabotaging behaviors, how to build your confidence, and understand that you were created to be bold and beautiful.
That's the truth. And you know what, Nakisha Michelle, where can people find you?
They can go to www.super-sizeyourhappiness.com.
I love supersizing your happiness. That's a good thing, isn't it?
It is. It raises your vibration, and you can attract to yourself everything that you want. Good people like you, Max. Oh, I love you.
So we're supersizing things, and you know what? We planted the seed here tonight because you and I are going to be doing a couple things. I got a feeling. I got to stop before I got to start paying somebody. But Nikisha, Michelle, I was so happy to have you here. It was an honor to have you here tonight. I'm glad we finally got you on my show after a long time.
A long time. Oh,
but there's no time like the present, and that's why it's a gift, right?
Yes, absolutely. And it's just such a gift always being in your presence.
And likewise, you make me smile and supersize your happiness. I'm going to work on that this week because I got to tell you, you know, we all get a little bit down. And the only way to get down is to supersize your happiness, people.
Exactly. Exactly. Focus on the promise and not the problem.
Well, Nikisha, Michelle, thank you so much for being here tonight. And we're going to focus on that. I'm going to have you back. We're going to dedicate a whole hour of show to you and me and figuring things out and moving, getting people to the next step in their life. How does that sound?
Great, and thank you for making me into a movie star.
And I will probably see you in L.A. And
all
I'm going
right.
to add you here as a friend to Max and friends on L.A. Talk Radio. So
absolutely.
If y'all want to see Nikisha, you can go right here to LATalkRadio.com's page, and you can go to Max and Friends. Her picture and her bio is going to be up there so you can learn more about her. Until next time, Nikisha, Michelle, you have a wonderful week. Continue to supersize your happiness, and I'm going to call you after the show. How does that sound?
All right, that sounds good. And until we meet or speak, live vivaciously.
And take it to the max.
That's right.
Right? Have a great
night. All
right,
good night. Thanks.
That was a lot of fun. Thank you, Michelle, here in the studio via T-Mobile because it worked. It was Skype who messed things up. Skype. Skype.com. We still like you, but you messed things up. Anyway. I get all in the groove. All right. Speaking of grooves, everyone, you know what? I think it's time to forgive. So we forgive you, Skype. We forgive you, T-Mobile, whichever one it was. And the only way we're going to forgive them is by dedicating the song to them. So stay tuned because Summer Law is going to be here. Joe and Matt are going to be in the studio. And here's their song, Forgive Me, on LA Talk Radio's Max and Friends.
This is not me. You made it this way.
Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. Nikisha Michelle was just in the studio, and that was Summer Law. Check out myspace.com/summerlaw. We got Joe and Matt here because this is a band that's going to go places, and we want you to know about them. Welcome to the studio, guys. Pull up your mics.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Nothing much. Sounds
all
good.
Right. Everything's good. Well, also, look, we got a caller. So I was going to say, callers calling at 323-203-0815. That's the number of the studio, but we will take that call right now, run and patch them through, and let's say hi. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who's this and where you calling from?
Oh, hey, Chicago. I just wanted to say that was a great song. And is it on YouTube, or how do I hear it?
Joe, why don't you tell them how they can find it?
We're on MySpace.
Yeah.
It's myspace.com/summerlaw. And for a limited time, it's also on iTunes.
Very good.
Cool.
That song was Forgive Me. And check out Summer Law. Go to myspace.com/summerlaw. And that song was Forgive Me. But if you stay tuned to Max and Friends, you're going to hear Prospects and Look at Me. So stay tuned and we'll give you more information. So listen. Thanks, caller.
Cool. Thanks a lot. Great show tonight, too.
Thank you. Calling interrupted my interview. Anyway, we're glad for your callers. But Joe, so why don't you tell us a little bit about Summer Law and why people need to know about you guys?
Well, basically, we started out a friend of ours that we've known for a long time. He was in a band from Autumn to Ashes, and the band dissolved about 2 years ago. And he approached Matt and I, who, you know, him and I, we played together for a long time, and he wanted to write some commercial pop rock music, and that's how we started. We started playing. It was just the three of us just writing and, you know, coming together and making songs. And we went into the studio about 2 years ago. We started to record this EP. And, you know, that was one of the songs off of that you heard. And we decided to bring in a couple other guys. And, we did do some shows and stuff. And we also, we decided to, Maddie, take over.
Take over, Matt. What did you guys decide to do?
As we were going through and we were playing, and we drew some interest in from a few record labels, some publishers, some other artists. And so we went down the avenue. We started to think about what we can do and our current situation. Basically, where we are in our lives and the careers that we have outside of music limits us so much what we can do. So we turn to start thinking about writing music for other people, so to speak. So the music that we have, you know, there's a lot of talented people out there that necessarily don't write their own music, but they're very talented. They're younger than we are, and they have the ability to pound the pavement and do things that we can't do. So we started writing stuff in the hopes of selling it and turning more towards the publishing realm of music, opposed to performance realm of music.
Now, speaking of writing, tell us about Forgive Me and how you guys created that song and what you're all going through, because Forgive Me is a good song.
It's, to be honest, if you want how we really wrote that, it was Brian and I hanging out one day, and there was some cans involved and some cupcakes involved.
That's a couple beers.
a few things going down, and everybody's been through some stuff, I suppose, and you have these things in your head and things you maybe you want to say to people you normally don't. So when we all got together and wrote lyrics, we Joe does a lot of the singing, or does all the singing, I should say, and we bouncing his ideas as far as the words come out, things that you want to say to somebody that you haven't said.
Well, one of the big things we do, though, with a lot of these songs is we wanted to write so that, you know, people could relate to, like, you know, whether you're, you know, 15 years old or, you know, 20 years old, 30 years old, it doesn't matter. It was all about, you know, writing. I don't want to say generic because that kind of sounds like a little too cheesy in a way. But for the most part, you know, we were writing stuff that a lot of people could relate to from other angles in their lives. And that's why, you know, if you listen to some of the lyrics, like, you know, if you listen to one of the songs, you might be like, oh, that reminds me of this, that reminds me of that. Where, you know, when we were writing the lyrics that, you know, our ideas were probably different, but for the most part, it was something so people could relate to, for the most part.
They sure can. And one thing people are relating to is trying to hear you guys. So if you could just speak up a little bit louder, because I just got a Sidekick T-Mobile text message. So just speak up a little bit so our guests can hear you. But
sure.
You know what? Now let me tell y'all real quick. There's a song. Now I heard it because I love when I have musicians on and I get to hear the music before everybody else. Look at me. Ronan, we're going to switch things up a little bit. I want to hear the song Look at Me, because that song, tell me about Look at Me and how y'all wrote that song and what y'all were going through at that period of time.
That song was written the exact same day that Forgive Me was written. So, again, it's the same thing. We wrote a song that we want to be relatable, that people can relate to, you know, and, you know, it's about, you know, it's about definitely, like, achieving a lot of different things in your life and stuff. You know, it's going from, you know, basically going from maybe the bottom to the top. And achieving goals, you know, it, whether it's in love, whether it's in life, you know, it's funny because not too long ago, a guy was telling me, he goes, I could hear that song being played like during the Super Bowl. Look at me now, as if like, and I was like, well, yeah, you'd probably have to change a couple of lyrics to sound. And he's like, yeah, he goes, yeah, but you know what? I think I hear it like being played after, like, you know, some team wins the Super Bowl or something. And I was like, all right, well, that sounds great. So it just shows you, like, a lot of people take things, like, from so many different aspects and look at it in, you know, so many different ways, like the way people perceive all these songs. And that's what we've been getting a lot of the feedback from.
Well, we're not going to get any feedback here, meaning bad feedback, you know, like scraggly or anything, because we're going to play Look at Me on Max and Friends and LA Talk Radio. And when we get back, Summer Law is still going to be here. We got Matt and we got Joe in the studio, but we want your feedback. So call us at 323-203-0815 when we're back here. Look at Me on LA Talk Radio's Max and Friends Summer Law.
Thanks.
Be listening to you, won't be biting my own tongue.
is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci, and that was Summer Law. MySpace.com/Summer Law. And the song, Look at Me. Joe, that's, you know, I played that song earlier today, and everyone that heard it, they were like, that song, a lot of people like that song, and that's like a radio-friendly song. You guys got yourself something there.
Thank you.
Now, I just got a Twitter question for you guys asking, are you going to be doing concerts anytime soon?
We will. We're still in discussion, like, dude. We're probably going to be doing some shows in the New York area. It will be posted on the MySpace page. And, you know, definitely within the next couple of weeks or so.
So y'all doing your thing. Well, listen, there's no place like better to play your music on the radio. And we've got some – we already had a caller right after one song. So that should all tell you how y'all doing. You're doing your thing. And what's next for you guys?
Well, we're doing a lot of the we're trying to work in discussion earlier about the songwriting aspect of our career at this moment. We want to really work into more the publishing realm of music. So we have another thing we've started called J&B Hits, and J for Joe, myself, Matt, and then Brian is our other friend there that we write the stuff with. And we're leaning towards more the writing and selling of music that we're not necessarily performing, but writing for other artists.
Well, there you go. And everyone can find you all. Again, that's myspace.com/summerlaw. How did you come up with the name?
Yeah, actually, our other friend, Brian, it's funny. There's so many bands around the world and stuff. And to tell you the truth, he actually sat on the computer for about 4 hours, and he sat there Googling different names. And that is honestly the truth how it wound up coming up, because we were using a name, we were using JMB, which just our initials, for a while, and people would tell us, well, you got to come up with a name and stuff. He was Googling to make sure no one has a name, because like I said, so many people with the internet these days, everyone has a website. And there's so many different – you want to make it as simple as possible also.
That's right. And y'all want to – speaking of the internet, y'all want to go to iTunes, because there's a limited time where you're going to be able to get these songs. They're up there now, so y'all better hurry up and go there and download these songs, buy these songs, play these songs, and give some feedback to these guys. Go to MySpace.com/Summer Law where you can find them there. You guys, we got to wrap this show up, because otherwise – I'm going to get some angry people up in the studio, and my engineer's got to bounce. But it was a lot of fun to have you all tonight. Prospects are going to play next week, so stay tuned to that. And then we're going to play your song from time to time, because I'm sure we're going to get some emails for requests. So, Joe and Matt, thank you all for being on Max and Friends tonight. It was a lot of fun to have you guys on, and have a great week.
Max, it was a pleasure. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Max.
Absolutely. We'll talk to you guys real soon.
Speak to you, too.
All right. So there you go, guys, bringing the new talent from on the East Coast of New York City. That was Summer Law, and that was good. Forgive me, and look at me now. You guys, I got to say thank you to Dr. Ronnie and my girl Akil at the Pocketty Center in Florida, because that's where I was last week and saw them there. And you know what? I got to wrap this show up. Stay tuned, because NBC News is coming on next. Happy birthday to my girl Diane. Sorry I missed your party. You know I was there in spirit. But here's the story. I don't know if we're going to have time. Did I say NBC? Oh, thank you, Ronan. CBS News is coming on. Whew. We got to get NBC. I don't know why NBC was in the air, but CBS News is coming on next. Thanks for the correction, Ronan. And Ronan, thank you so much for all your help. It's always fun to have you on. Pull up your mic real quick. Say hi, because people don't believe that you're here. How you doing, Ronan?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you for the CBS correction.
You're welcome.
See, that's why we need Ronan in the studio, because I'll mess up from time to time. But y'all want to know what? That's all right. I'm going to give you all a quote of the week. Some of the greatest things in life are unseen. That's why you close your eyes when you kiss, cry, or dream. So on that note, I'm going to say goodnight. Take life to the max. And you know what? Even though the Yankees didn't win, they're still unstoppable. Stay tuned for CBS News. FlyDelta.com flights are on sale. G fella, the Yankees, unstoppable. Goodnight. Thank you, Nikisha Michelle. Thank you, Summer Law, Joe and Matt. Have a wonderful week and take life to the max. We're going to play you, G-fella. Good night, guys.
The Yanks are untouchable.
I'm untouchable. You don't need to want it with your boy right here. Bad move when you see me coming through. Ain't no telling what I do when I show up in the temple.
the club, A-Rob. It's the A-bomb, stands a rock. Swisher, the spark plug, he's a fan favorite. Grannis is on, and center of attention. Regardless, too fast, bases are his. Insiders got home, commands every pitch. CC, deadly, he'll go all the way. Petted, you can count on him any day. AJ's intense, get a pie in your face. You, homegrown, he's a future ace. Jabba, Robinson, bridging the gap to Rivera. Enter the Sandman, a rap. Joe Girard, don't sit till the game's done. Even Sinatra know New York's number one. Will the Yanks always be there fighting to the end? Even George knew the answer to that question. Yes. Rest in peace, George, you're the boss. The Steinbrenner legacy, untouchable, of course.
Untouchable, you don't need to want it with your boy right here. Another move when you see me